What's up, everyone? Long time y'all don't hear from me, I should say. It's been a minute since I put up a new podcast, radio talk debate show for y'all to get into. Anyway, we want to get into something new today. I want to talk about planning your diet goals or your workout regimens or when you go to the gym. Have a plan. Don't go into the gym reckless. That's what I like to call it, reckless workout, reckless gym planning. Have a legitimate plan. Have a plan to get yourself in shape. Have a diet plan. Have a workout regimen plan. You know, I would say don't go into it with a mind frame of in 30 days, I'm about to be this, 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 and that. I'm going to have my waist like this and my body is going to be banging like that. And 2 months, I'll be going on a cruise. Let's be realistic. Let's have a plan here, ladies and gentlemen. The best advice I can give you is to plan out your diet. There's so many different trainers out here, gyms out here. You can go somewhere and you can pay for a diet plan. If you like to, you can inbox me at facebook.com/JT Thompson. Feel free to inbox me and ask me some questions about diet and planning and workout, a workout regimen, something that you can get into. You'll be cheaper to come to me than go to a lot of places. So have a plan. You know, if you can have a workout partner, have a workout partner. But I'm not trying to get biblical on you, but like the old saying goes, this too shall pass, and those workout partners will pass. They will work out for a minute, and you won't have nobody to work out with. So the best thing you can do is plan to do this on your own. Make it a personal goal. Make it something that you want to do and something that you want to fulfill for yourself. Don't make it for any other reason but that. Make it a self-fulfillment journey. So that way, when you get ready to go into the gym, work out, got your diet plan, got your meal prep going, you're in order. You have some type of balance in your life. You get what I'm saying? You want to have balance. All these things that you're doing, it requires balance, discipline, and making time for yourself. If you don't make time for yourself to make sure that these things are done, guess what? You will fall, but this too shall pass. You can get up. When you fall today, it's only growth. So don't worry about falling and failing, because that's going to happen. But as long as you have a plan, you can get back up and you can grow from that. And each time you get back up and grow, you get better and better and better. Have an achievement. And once you reach those, once you achieve those goals, you can be able to celebrate that. Give yourself a cheat day. You know, be within reason of how you're going to cheat. Like I said, have a plan for when you cheat. Give yourself a cheat day like once a week, twice a week, or three times a week is something that you think, hey, I need to cheat at least three times a week. I got to be realistic with myself because I may fall. Okay, well, give yourself three times a week to cheat, but be within reason. Let's not go crazy. Have a plan. Everything that I'm telling you is planning. Plan your things. Plan around your kids. Plan around your relationship. If you're married, plan around that relationship, because you don't want to start something and then start tapping into other avenues of your life that requires you to be available in those realms. Because you take away time from your husband, that's a problem. You take away time from your kids, that's a problem. So you have to be able to put yourself in a position to be able to have plan B, A, C, D, etc. You have to be able to have those things taken care of. Because if you don't, you will fall. But you will grow from that. Because each time you fall, you have a different aspect on life of, okay, I did it this way before. Now I got to go back and regroup. Okay? So if you guys need any questions, feel free to inbox me, facebook.com/JT Thompson, or you can Instagram me, JT1976NPC. Go to my Instagram, look at some of the workout regimens that I have on there, and just check them out. Just look at them. Don't look at the weight that I'm lifting and, oh, I don't want to be as big as you. I'm just trying to. Don't look at that. Look at the workout. Look at the workout that I'm doing. Look at how I execute it. Look at every time when I film it, I have a plan of how I'm going to film it. So when I see, when you guys see mine, you see an actual workout of me doing the workout. It's not just me doing it for show. You can tell, like, okay, that's probably like his fourth or fifth set. You get what I'm saying? So, and here's something else that you want to have when you plan to go into the gym and get yourself in shape. Have a workout regimen where you're planning to do at least 4 to 5 sets of each workout. Make it a workout that you can achieve. It doesn't have to be nothing hard, just something achievable. Get started. The whole name of the game is to get started and get yourself going. After that, you can get the trainer, you can get the help you need, and then you can get yourself to the dream body and to the expectations that you have set aside for yourself. All right? That's my small little debate and conversation for y'all today. I had to hit y'all one good time, like boom, bam, get that to you. Put it in your ear real good. I hope you guys learned something from this about planning and putting yourself on a strict plan and planning around the obligations that you have in your life, all right? Be blessed and be a blessing to someone. Until then, JT, I'll holler back at y'all.